Some of the other voices that you heard tonight, in addition to me and Danny Hess, are Mike Edwards, Paul Sidor, Aaron Connolly, my new boyfriend at the time, Jeff Mitchell, April Curtis, Tina Rainwater, John Wilson, Steve Worth, Stephen Burpo, his friend Ken Collins, Rob Perrone and his wife Cheryl, Jeannie Whalen, and Jeannie's boyfriend at the time, Harold Harrison. They would soon get married, of course. Also there is Jeannie's new friend, Lillian Fryman. This is long before she and John were married. They weren't even dating yet. They weren't even thinking about it yet. But it's interesting to hear the interplay between the two as the night goes on. You'll also hear from Ken Garko, and later you'll hear from Kathy McLaughlin herself when she arrives home at the end of the party. Now let's continue with part two of the KWWT Christmas Show, 1989.
Go! Penn Tech sucks.
Frida! Yeah, Frida!
We're now in the second portion of our evening. Stay warm.
We changed that. We changed that to Jeannie.
Right on, Jeannie!
Jeannie's absent. Oh, there she is. Come here, Jeannie. Who? Where's Tina? Cheers, good turn, Tina. Come on.
I'm a seal.
That was 1989 All-Star quarterback Steve Worth.
And
hi, this is Tina. We're going to play which one?
Yes.
66. Okay, cut number 4 from the Beatles Fan Club Christmas album, 1966.
Which is illegal.
This was, absolutely only available to fan club members.
Wait a minute, it's legal if you have an original copy.
Go ahead, Danny, go ahead.
Done without the express written permission of the Beatles Fan Club, 9090647.
Thank you. No other band does this for their fans.
The official disclaimer.
If EMI had any...
really people-pleasing kind of guys, you know?
If EMI had any brains, they would release this in December.
Nobody likes
No. EMI don't think they'll make any money off this if they release it.
I think
the chaos has subsided.
You can't play it. I want this for Christmas next year.
On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Thank you. time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty! To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the center of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself, matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
In the long dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler, we'll show you to your rooms. Butler! Yes, sir. Show the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please.
Come in. May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I'm finding if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score.
I hear the Baron likes.
I hear the Baron likes a good old tune.
Yes, I do.
So do I, Count. So do I. Well, they're all melody, aren't they?
No, don't you worry. I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Listen to this one.
Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gonna say when it became the dream.
Banjo, banjo, all the time.
I know you hear that tune.
Anybody ever see another banjo? If I never see another banjo, I'm going out to buy the big balloon. You'll never see another banjo, I'm going out and buy a big balloon.
Yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Please stand up to the mic.
Okay, now we're going to hear a really great song. We're going to hear a really great song now.
Put your hand on your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to my car, which failed me on the 57 southbound. And I pledge by the AAA and
you,
April
Steven.
Curtis, for which they all stand. With
or walk at least.
And now we're gonna hear a real good song, but I don't know what it is yet. But I bet you it's so cool.
It's now, gotta be, or else we'll get real pissed.
Yeah. No, April's April, who is taller.
Now comes the coolest song that I've been waiting all year to hear, and which I just heard on the wave at the laundromat.
That's so cool.
Alison Moy singing the Coventry Carol.
I like this song.
I love this song.
What song?
I'm certain that I will like it, but I've yet to like it because I haven't heard it.
It's the coolest song.
Hey, look, I just had a total feeling of deja vu.
Nah.
I thought everybody wanted to know that.
I got that tonight, too.
I can sleep now. I can sleep nights.
Deja vu will haunt you.
Which song?
When you least expect.
You know what? Chris with his beard now looks like this retarded guy who used to come to El Loco and order a bean and cheese burrito.
Thank you, Steven.
Not that one.
No. And here it comes now.
Oh, God.
As when.
And the dog is in the kennel.
I don't hear anything.
Chris the Luther was out gallivanting, not at his post.
Stop pointing. This is a plot
conference. Hey, Chris, I have a sincere holiday question for you. Chris, when are we going to do a Hanukkah show?
Why?
What?
When are we going to do the sheep Hanukkah show?
Are you prejudiced?
The what show?
We need to do the sheep Hanukkah show. We gotta go. On the first day of Hanukkah, some motherfucker gave to me lots of lovely things. Not too expensive.
I'm here to tell you.
You're gonna tell us what, lady?
What are you gonna tell us?
We're gonna sit around and eat some latkes and some latkes.
Got him. You have Kahlua, so you can hickey hock Kahlua away. Aye? Hickey hock Kahlua away.
Have you ever tried the latkes?
Yeah.
You ever tried the latkes?
No.
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
What?
What?
What are you doing?
Get off of my car!
Chris! Get on the bus.
You're
losing it. Stop.
It's a psychedelic Christmas.
What's the next song? What?
Something Christmas.
Something with a beat. Something that really goes.
Mr. Sandman.
Lillian, Lillian, to announce
it. I need my bike muffins already.
Did you know who Lillian is?
Oh, right.
She's as pretty as girl over here with the dark hair.
Santa. Santa Claus.
The soft voice.
Please. Bring my baby back to me.
Soul City.
Yeah.
Now Lillian,
dance. Let the little girl dance.
My baby fell down the well.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, all the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to
please
me.
Make these reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas until my baby's here. Oh, you got to fill my sock with candy. Bright and shiny. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Here's a look at this reindeer herd. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas. I'll have my baby fill my sock with candy. Bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Shout out to Byron.
Okay, you gonna play a song I want to hear, Chris? Okay.
Play a stupid one for John.
This is where Cindy Lou. This is the story, okay?
This is
the story of when little Cindy Lou Who. Little Cindy Lou Who was okay, even though something really bad happened to her.
I want my turn to pick a song.
She had this really traumatic experience that a little child might have.
Uh oh, watch out. Chris is gonna pass around a hat for donations now for some charity.
Okay, no, you'll all have to find it out yourself.
And it goes something like this.
Hey, play the penicillin one.
I have no idea
this is going to be it's one of those nights.
It's going to be
winner's choice, I suppose.
The fuck is that? The fuck kind of Christmas
girl is that? It's actually called Walker Christmas on the album.
Christmas, 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 Christm
just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet ice cold.
Hey, get it, John. Let it, John.
Passing it, passing
it. I'm putting me so. It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzle was solved. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
Once upon a time,
in a midnight dreary.
Rob Perone, please report to the stage, please. Rob Perone, 5 points off. Rob Perone, 5 points off.
Rob brought up.
Rob Perone.
Rob Perone.
Rob Perone. Rob Perone.
To the phone, Rob Perone on home. Rob Perone on the phone.
Stand by for quiet on the set.
Rob Perone, don't be alone. Rob Perone gets stoned.
Quiet on the set.
Rob Perone on the phone.
Steve Worth, 5 points off. Tina Rainwater, 5 points off, please.
Mike is deportment monitor.
Mrs. Rothschild, please.
I have a question. Is there a drunk Greek?
Jeannie Whalen, 5 points off.
We have a young man here. We're looking for his Rob Perone.
Stephen Verbo, 5 points off.
We must find his Rob Perone.
My Johnny has
If you
talent,
don't find the Rob Perone, you will not get stoned.
Paul Sidor, 5 points off.
You're wrecking the whole thing.
Rob Perone, please come home.
I'd really like to buy
Rob Perone must not
nice
get stoned.
Christmas
Rob Perone.
Boy, Timmy. You see, Timmy was born Gammy. You know what Gammy is, little boys and girls? Gammy is, you know, born not right.
Do we have a Scrooge?
Timmy,
no, Benny's not here.
And I wanted to buy him a little crutch that he could
right
use on his leg.
Hey, go, Paul!
And
you cool, babe.
And, well, you know, I asked my boss,
right
Mr.
on
Scrooge. Who's Mr. Scrooge?
Rob's supposed to be Scrooge.
Rob.
I'm Bob Cratchit. Who's Bob Cratchit?
I think Paul took it. I asked my boss, Mr. Scrooge, if I could have a raise. I asked my boss if I could have a race.
A Christmas Carol.
Okay, we
by Charles
started,
Dickens.
We started a long time ago.
I had to do the thing
on the lamp. Take it easy on the lamp.
Rob, get over on that mic.
Stand by for quiet on the set. Quiet on the set.
Quiet, shut up.
This is Hollywood.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
A Christmas Carol brought to you this week by all of us. And right now I'd like to introduce our part sometime half narrator, Miss Tina. Tina, will you start the story for us, please?
I suppose I could.
And it starts like this.
Yes, it does. This was Danny Hess, our other half part-time
Hi.
Narrator.
And I suppose he is.
Yes, he is.
Stepping on my lines.
No, he's stepping on my lines.
Tina, how does the book start?
Okay, well, the book starts, hello.
Hey.
Shh.
Everybody, quiet on the
Everybody,
set, please.
Yes,
oh, please,
thank you.
More.
Oh, thank you. Well, there was once upon a time, actually. We all know that, yes, Marley was dead.
Thank you, Tina.
Dead as a doornail. Thank you, thank you. Everybody should know that line. And everybody knew that. Even Scrooge. Scrooge was his partner. And Scrooge was a very, very mean and dirty old man. Scrooge.
Ah, bah, humbug!
That was Mr. Scrooge. Mr. Second Narrator, would you like to take over?
Well, this was a Christmas Eve like all Christmas Eves set in merry old England. Outside the business office of Scrooge and Marley, of course, Marley was dead as a doornail. Oh, snows? No. Out and inside, we hear Bob Cratchit and Ebenezer Scrooge going, doing work.
Mr. Scrooge! What's with the extra coal in the fireplace? I've warned you about that.
Bob Cratchit played by Mike and Paul.
Mr. Scrooge! Work faster, Mr. Scrooge!
Oh, this work is so hard, Mr. Scrooge!
Quiet! Shut up!
You know,
do you think we might be getting a Christmas bonus?
You know, a Christmas bonus?
Maybe your dog will get a Christmas bonus. Bring him around back and we'll see, but as for you...
As you can tell, Ebenezer Scrooge was a very nasty sort of fellow.
Yes, he was!
Who had no Christmas spirit in him.
Two businessmen came in to talk to Mr. Scrooge. We need two businessmen, please.
Mr. Scrooge!
What do you want, damn it? I'm busy.
We'd like you to give us some money.
We need a loan.
Give us a loan.
Children. I got to save from another fucking thing.
Little children.
And are you out of your mind? Let them die. If they can't survive on their own, there's one more room for food for me. Damn it. Thank you.
Bye.
And then the guys left.
They left.
Who were Scientologists?
Well, I never.
Well, maybe you should.
But Bob Cratchit was not to be nonplussed. He knew that the Christmas season was a time to home to be with his family, so he asked Ebenezer Scrooge for the day off.
Mr.
You're a Siamese twin this year.
Wait.
Can we have the
one crash at a time?
You know, it's Christmas.
Humbug! There's too much money to count. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Of course, Ebenezer knew it was just once a year and decided to give him the day off.
I guess again, buddy.
But of course he wanted him to be there all the earlier the next day.
At half the pay.
So, Bob Cratchit was very happy about that.
Mr. Scrooge decided to go ahead and close up shop and walk home in the snow, very cold and very mad.
And this is what it sounds like.
Cold weather.
I might not be freaking my fucking knuckles off right
freezing.
Now. Imagine wanting to get...
And he walked past the carol of...
God bless you, merry gentlemen! You got 5 seconds before I mace you all. Now get the fuck out of here.
Then they ran away like chickens.
And the same goes for the Hare Krishna.
And as Ebenezer Scrooge walked towards his door, he saw on his little door knocker. It looked like a specter.
My God, what knockers?
Phil Spector.
Marley.
of his past friend partner,
who's
Jacob.
Dead?
Don't call me Bob Marley.
Who, of course, is already dead as a doornail, so that's very appropriate that he appear in the doornail.
Doornail, what's the difference?
So Scrooge, open the door.
Shut it.
And he shut it.
Boom! Close.
And he walked up the stairs.
Sorry. That's okay. He was trying to decide what type of food this spirit was being made of.
Frozen pizza or frozen ingrata? What the hell?
And then...
It was a matzo ball.
And then he heard the...
Bells.
He heard the clanking of...
Bells. All over the house.
Ding,
bells.
Ding,
bells.
Ding,
bells.
Ding, ding, bells. Ding, ding, bell, ding, sound ding, of bells.
Bell, clink, bell, ding.
Whoops. And it confused him.
Confused. Oh, God damn, am I confused?
Everybody say, duh. Oh, duh. Duh. Okay.
And then, the ghost of Jacob, don't call me Bob Marley, materialized.
Scrooge.
And I'm going to take a break. Take it over, Tina.
Okay. Materialize.
Scrooge! Hey, Scrooge!
Hello!
Hello! How are you this fine Christmas, Scrooge?
Eek, Jacob! What the hell are you doing here?
I've come to pay you a visit!
Well, you don't write, you don't send nothing, you don't call.
I've been, like, real busy.
I sent a telegram.
Well, I came to warn you.
I know. They're canceling the Stooges again. It can't be worse than that, and you know it.
I was mean in business just like you were. Now I'm dead.
As what?
Now I come to save you of my fate.
Fate?
You'll be visited by three ghosts.
Three spirits, you say?
Yes.
One, two, three.
One at
no,
one. At one. One, two at two. And then get the third one at three.
Cardi, tequila, and whiskey.
She don't know what's up.
3:15. So when these guys come to you.
And they will.
And they will.
Now quit, stop sucking here.
You better go with them or you'll be like me. You'll be dead. I gotta go now.
And then the narrator came back.
Because we needed some sort of order in the
so,
story.
So, and then Ebenezer drew his bed curtains.
But I'm the artist.
And then he put the pillow over his head.
And went to sleep.
After smoking two bowls of fine Parisian.
Of course, after that, he heard the bong of the first bell.
He smoked the first bong.
And Ebenezer stood up and he looked around and he said,
"What's all this then?"
And then, out of nowhere, this ball of light materialized. Ball of light. And she introduced herself. We know her as the Ghost of Christmas Past, but Ebenezer didn't know yet. And she made her presence
known.
Hello, Mr. Snudge. Listen, I can't stay very long, and would you please get me a Fresca?
No Fresca, Pepsi.
Okay, I have to be back in time for the football game tomorrow.
So
aren't I going backwards now?
So, no, what
she
does...
You're going into the past.
She goes into the past and shows... proves the screws that everything's okay. So, go ahead.
Go in the past.
Okay, here we go. This isn't easy, you know. So, we going back. Oh, God. Way back.
The past.
Oh.
Way back.
Oh, going back to your school days. Oh, it looks like everybody's making fun of you, Snudge. They're all saying stuff about Ebenezer, the Weezer, you got the bad asthma. But I think, personally, you dwell too much in the past anyway, you know. What's past is past. Snap out of it.
And then it started to... Scrooge saw all his old school child buddies, and he started feeling a little bit nostalgic.
Hey, Scrooge, you look like an asshole!
Hey, Danny's a paw in the outfield.
Is that a little
I'm
tear in your eye?
That 11th grade PE that I don't need to be reminded about!
So, all the school children left to go home for the holidays, but Scrooge... was left all alone.
All alone.
Until his little sister came knocking on the door.
What weasel sister?
Hello?
What the fuck you want?
Ebenezer. I love you, Ebenezer.
Young Scrooge walked up and talked to her.
Ebenezer.
How the hell did you get out of the house and what the hell you want with me?
Hi.
Hello.
Tell him that Daddy's oh so kinder now.
Daddy, you're oh so kinder now.
Would you speak up? I can't hear what word you're saying, hon.
He what? He wants you home for the holidays.
I can't. I gotta work.
You gotta work? Child neglect services!
Welfare!
And then the narrator came along to make sense of the story once again.
Oh, well, okay, fine.
And then the egocentric narrator said,
"Oh, everybody, unto me, the narrator, born to this day." No, that's a joke. And then, what happened next?
Okay, Scrooge went home with his sister and his father. And
that pervert.
He even didn't have to go back to the school because he got a job with Fezziwink. Who's Fezziwink? Need a Fezziwink.
What do you want?
John and I had a job.
Fezziwink was nice.
Oh, I love this guy. I love him.
Wait, on right.
Hey. Hey, young Scrooge, come here. You're so young. You're so young.
Teenage.
What? I don't know who the...
Hey!
Yes.
You want a job? You want a job?
Okay, tell me, what's happening?
You're going to sell Grit, the family newspaper, all over the place. You're going to earn prizes and cash selling Grit, the family newspaper.
You're working for Jimmy Durante.
So... I like you. I like you. Okay. That's enough. I can go now.
Can I go now?
Yes, you can both.
Get to work.
Goodbye.
I like you.
The old Mr. Scrooge starting feeling... We have to move this up ahead. Started feeling a little teary-eyed. Where is he?
Old Scrooge!
Smoking another bong. Scrooge.
Feel teary-eyed.
Oh, God damn it. My eyes are watering.
And the ghost of Christmas past was trying to teach him a lesson. But do you think she taught him anything?
I don't know. Did she teach him anything at all? I don't care. We have to go back now because it's my time is up. So so move it. I'm sorry. You're not going to change anyway. I don't believe it. So
Scrooge found himself... I'm sorry, Tina. Scrooge found himself in bed.
Again.
With who?
Yeah!
With himself, as usual.
Hello.
No one is all right. All
alone. That's why,
all alone. All alone. All alone.
Yeah. Okay. So then... The two bombs.
So anyway.
The bombs. The two.
He smoked the two bombs.
The clock struck two.
Two bells, 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 bells.
Only two, not four.
And then another specter revealed himself as...
Phil Spector.
Ghost with a Christmas present.
You're late.
Not me.
Oh, Ken.
What?
Ken.
Ken.
Fuck. No comment.
I'm all red, Robbie.
I don't know.
The ghost of the Christmas present showed him around town and showed him how much incredibly mindless, insane fun that everybody was having on this wonderful Christmas.
Like Bob Cratchit and
incredible. Insane with pleasure. A generation of vipers.
Viper. How the hell can these people be having fun when they live like scum?
Take him to the 99
cents
store.
What
happened
now? What?
Okay.
So then
he saw all the fun that everybody else was having.
Yeah, fun.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
We're all having
fun. Fun. And Daddy takes Christmas away.
Fun.
And we'll have fun.
And he wanted to know if... He wanted to know if Tiny Tim and the people...
Who the hell is this Elm people behind you, Miss Narrator? Let's introduce everybody to our Elm person, Mr. Harold. I don't know your last name. Everybody give him a big hand. Yay!
Hi, Harold
Examiner.
He's the angel. Hark the Herald Angel.
No, you'd have to go.
Back to our story.
That's drama.
I'm the backup noise.
Yeah!
Yay!
Anyway.
On we go.
He wanted to know if Tiny Tim was going to live through the year, so ask...
Is Tiny Tim going to buy the farm? Hey, you know, like, I've been kind of feeling kind of sick. But I think I'll make it. I'm sorry for stepping in your nuts like that, but we're going to continue.
Okay, so we're moving right along. And he goes home and goes to bed.
I need it. I'm fucking woozy.
Rob, Ebenezer Scrooge finds himself in bed again.
Hello.
With who?
His wife.
All alone.
So along came...
A spider.
Jones.
Pull fast, Jones.
Three.
Three!
Bang.
Bong, bong, bong.
And the ghost of Christmas yet to come appeared.
Don't do those things.
This ghost makes no sound. So Scrooge asks all the questions.
Yeah,
so what the fuck's going on here? What's the deal?
He points.
Scrooge was a
it ain't polite to point.
He points again.
And what the hell are you pointing at this time? I ain't see right in front of me.
Scrooge takes a hold of
I'm going into the green room.
Scrooge takes a hold of the ghost of the Christmas yet to come rope, and they fly off.
Would you like to fly in my beautiful balloon?
The hell is with the Cratchit scene, man? There's an empty fucking chair with a crutch. Is the guy in the can or what? He can't be dead. That can't be true. No. Take me somewhere else, goddammit.
They go along to another place, and they see people joyously reacting over a funeral. And he's
Oh, joy!
Ding dong!
The bitch is dead.
So wonder why, Scrooge.
You know, damn if I was going to join at that party, too. Who the fuck? Who the hell are they celebrating, sir?
Scrooge has just now noticed that people are rejoicing over a funeral, and he don't
Rejoice!
I'm liking
this. We already went to Tiny Tim.
Mortuary man.
Fast as you can.
Mortuary man. And then the ghost of the Christmas... Ghost of Christmas Future took him to a big
cemetery.
A cemetery. And he noticed that on a headstone. It said,
Ebenezer Scrooge!
And he went crazy.
Oh no, I can't die like this. I can't die unloved.
He says as he's falling
Tell me it can't be like this. Tell me I can change it. I promise. I'll give you the Christmas fun.
We'll never tell.
I'll give.
And then Ebenezer found himself in bed again.
All alone.
Rosie, you're all right. All alone. You wear my ring. No, just kidding. And then it was daytime.
And he awakes and wonders what day it is.
Hey, you motherfucking punk. What the fuck day is it?
It's Christmas.
No shit. Right on. I want you to go down and I want you to goose someone for me. I want you to get a goose.
You got a great vocabulary.
Hey, I take Evelyn Wood every night before you go to bed.
That's not all he takes.
Evelyn Wood.
What do you want? What do you want, Mrs. Scrooge?
What do I want? Damn it. I want to give Cratchit. Get to fucking work. Where's the crash?
It didn't change after all. The end.
Thank God I forgot this.
And then Tiny Tim had his last line.
And then the ghost of perfect past tense came in.
It said, "Piss on you all. It's been a hell of a night."
Scrooge, I'm very upset with your grammar. You've been using present past tense when you should have been using future past tense.
That's right. Just do those things.
You shouldn't be doing those things. You are making an image in modern America, and by using poor grammar, you are showing the children of today that the English language is something to be played around with.
Hey, that's because when he was little, he never ate his epigram crackers.
I know where you're coming from. So all I have to say to you is watch your grammar, Scrooge.
Alright,
God damn it. Hey, God bless you, and Merry Christmas, everybody!
This has been a presentation. We finally made it through the damn thing.
This has been
a presentation of the mental ward, and we're still being
Let's play Rod's song now.
We now interrupt this very program for a commercial.
That was part two of the KWWT Christmas Show, 1989.